Some 200 foreigners, including Americans, landed in the Qatari capital Doha on Thursday after leaving Afghanistan's capital Kabul on a commercial flight. It was the first such large-scale departure since the U.S. and other forces completed their frantic withdrawal over a week ago. Ned Price is the State Department spokesman.
And we remain deeply committed to facilitating the safe transit of U.S. citizens, LPRs, and at-risk Afghans who wish to leave Afghanistan, and we will continue our efforts. We will be relentless in doing so.
The Qatar Airways flight to Doha marked a breakthrough in the bumpy coordination between the United States and Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. A days-long standoff over charter planes at another airport in Afghanistan has left dozens of passengers stranded. The UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan is urging the world to unite to prevent the economic collapse of the country, to address fears the Taliban's Islamic State may spread to its neighbors, and to fight terrorism. Deborah Lyons told the UN Security Council Thursday the Taliban have visibly welcomed and sheltered al-Qaeda members and that Islamic State extremists remained active and could gain strength.
Al-Qaeda members remain in Afghanistan visibly welcomed and sheltered by the de facto Taliban authorities. Islamic State Khorasan province remains active and could gain strength.
Nobel Peace Prize winner and advocate for women and girls' education, Malala Yousafzai, joined Lyons. She asked the UN to ask the Taliban government to commit to guarantee and protect the rights of women and girls and for increased financial packages to ensure that all Afghan children can return to school as soon as possible.